I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. We begin today in Beslan, Russia, where a community is again in mourning. MNN's Greg Yoder is there.
Everything was canceled yesterday as Beslan remembers the one-year anniversary of the terrorist attack. 360 people died, about half children. Alevtina Kusova, who lost her 14-year-old daughter in the siege, is remembering it as a turning point in her life. Through an interpreter, she says her sister led her to Christ next to her daughter's casket.
I had God, you know, like everybody else probably here, you know, that God is somewhere far away. And then when it happened, I was not looking for God yet. But then, you know, when God in a special way started talking to me, I turned to him.
She's now reaching out to other victims, just as Russian ministry's counselors are doing, says Marina Khobolova.
The people were very open to the gospel. Well, I know exactly one family came to Christ, and the rest of the people, maybe they're not Christians yet, but they're very attentive to what we are saying.
Greg Yoder, Mission Network News, Beslan, Russia.
Next, lawlessness and desperation are mounting across New Orleans, Louisiana, as the city's being evacuated as a result of Hurricane Katrina. With the city underwater, it could take months before it's functional again. Global Aid Network is responding. GainUSA's Charles Detter.
We need to follow that prayer to call for workers to join in the relief effort, as well as to reach out with the compassion, with the hands and feet of Christ by the power of His Holy Spirit. And that's what we're aiming to do through Global Aid Network.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available by calling 1-800-995-4828. It tells the amazing true story of the five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. You can also request a copy on our website, missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.